Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up with WFAB podcast. My name is Lindsay at Real Coach Lindsay on Instagram. I am so excited because today I'm going to be talking about having a victim mindset and 12 signs that you have it and 5 ways to get out of it. A little backstory, I feel like I grew up with a family that was not doing well. Like, we weren't wealthy, we weren't rich by any means. We definitely didn't have money, honestly, at all. And so I grew up hearing all the time that my mom had, I have a waiting room on. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, I grew up all the time hearing that my mom had a victim mentality. Okay, so I was always hearing it over and over again, and I basically realized that I had it later on in life, and it wasn't as bad because I learned from my mom's mistakes, but at the same time, it was still enough to where I needed to work on myself, right? So it's something that when you get into business, a victim mentality, you have no sustainability at all in business, okay? So I'm gonna be talking about 12 signs that you have a victim mindset still. Okay, and typically it shows up when we're at an area in our life that we need to go to the next level, right? So it's rooted in rejection, and everyone has been through, you know, limiting circumstances, and some more traumatic than others, but the opposite of a victim is an overcomer, right? So a victim thinks that there is no options and no choices left, like, whatsoever. And I'm sure you have probably even said this before or thought this before, like, I literally have no more options, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, whatever. But there's always an option. So it's not really real. It's just conditioning from your childhood and past experiences, right? So I have a Zoom going right here. So let me open up the chat so I can see you guys. Okay. And if you're on the podcast, just so you know, we have live calls on Zoom every single day, Monday through Friday. Okay, so good morning. Okay, so 12 signs. So number one is you keep repeating the same set of reasons as to why you can't break free or experience good things. So why you can't break free or why you can't experience good things, right? So this is when people are cycling through the same story over and over again. And sometimes it's subconsciously, but also sometimes it's consciously. So you have to be honest about what you've been through, because your experiences shape you, right? And it's vital to learn from them versus fall into it. Right. So a lot of people will continue to keep saying the same negative story. And it, by repeating it, it keeps you in that negative space. Like, it keeps it, it's almost like validating those previous experiences, and it keeps it from seeing a different story. It's kind of, it becomes, the more you keep repeating the same reasons, the more it becomes like a protective mechanism. And so it becomes harder and harder to break out of it, right? And when you do break out of these same reasons, the same patterns, it's super uncomfortable. And you, what's the most uncomfortable about it is that you have to like give yourself room to hope again, right? So number two is you constantly think others have an advantage over you. And in our field, I see this a lot. I see this so much. It's insane, but it's normal. So I want to help you break out of it. But people like this who constantly think someone has an advantage, is it's like these people have a radar for this everywhere that they go. Right? You walk into a room of successful people and you immediately try to find reasons why they could do it and why you can't, right? They had money, or they started with money. They have a good relationship. They have a pretty house to create content in. Like, even I used to say these things, but what I realized is that it was a victim mentality, right? So this can get so bad, you guys, where you're constantly thinking someone has an advantage over you. It can get so bad to the point of narcissism, where you're like, nobody knows how bad it is in my life. I have the worst circumstances. Like, you're putting your circumstances above everyone else's. And it's like a negative form of narcissism, but that is when the victim mentality is so bad, right? And at that point, you become so consumed with your pain, it becomes your identity. And eventually that identity is like bulletproof, because you keep telling the same story over and over again, right? And eventually people can't break through to it anymore to help you, right? And the biggest thing to remember is that there's always an attitude or a way of thinking or a decision that you can make, right? To get out of whatever circumstances you're in. So constantly thinking that someone has an advantage over you is just your own limiting belief that isn't serving you anymore, right? So instead of trying to look for proof of how they have an advantage, try to look for proof on how they came from a similar situation. And the way to do this is by asking good questions. Like, if you feel like something is preventing you from being successful and you go into a group of successful people, you can ask them like, hey, so I don't have, you know, I don't have an aesthetic home right now to record content in, for example, because I hear this all the time. So did you start without a good place to record content? If so, what did you do? So that's looking for solutions instead of just thinking everyone has the advantage, right? Okay. So number three is your negative inner self, inner life. Your negative inner life is always blamed on what has happened to you. Okay. So basically this is just saying something outside of me is in charge of me feeling dispowered, of my disempowered situation. Right. And this is when like people are using their pain as some kind of asset. Like, it's like a gold medal to them. And it's very frustrating to like be around people who think like this, because it's like you have so much control over your life, and at some point you can only focus on what you can control, right? Okay, so that's number three. Number four, and put a one in the chat if you have ever heard someone say this, but number four is, you believe there's a conspiracy of the world against you. Like, someone is like, people will be like, you know, I have bad karma right now, or like, I'm in a spiritual warfare, or like, the devil's really testing me lately. Like, they blame some sort of like conspiracy that the world is out to get them, when in reality, like, the more you tell yourself that, the more you believe it. And so then you start to believe lies of that something is out to get you, or the world is out to get you, when in reality, like, you have so much power. And I'm not a Christian personally, but I do like biblical references sometimes. So if you are, then this will make sense to you. But do you guys know the story where like God, there was like a tsunami or something like that, or like a hurricane, and like, not a tsunami, I think a hurricane, and a guy like went to the top of the building, and they sent a helicopter, and then they sent a boat and like whatever, and like the guy was like, oh, God's coming to save me the whole time, when that's what he sent to be saved. It's kind of like that. Like, you have to save yourself, but like the right things are going to come into your life to help you get there, right? So in Isaiah 61, so like I said, I'm not a biblical person, but it just says this, the opening of the prison to those who are bound is there. Break off the chains and step out into your freedom. So it's literally saying like, the prison doors are opening. Like, as God, as source, as the higher power, the prison doors are open. So if you are bound in the prison, if you need to escape from where you are, the doors are opening, but you have to break off the chains. So like your mindset, and step out into your freedom. Like, no one is going to come drag you out of the prison, right? So I heard that and I was like, wow, that's crazy. But so many people just expect or assume that the world is out to get them, and they don't even try to walk out of the prison, right? Okay, where are we at? Five. Okay. Number five is you constantly replay the same painful stories of your past with little to no fruit of healing or growth. So this is when you tell your friends the same stories, or new friends or whoever, the same stories of your past. And it becomes, at a point, the sharing of these stories becomes unproductive, because what you focus on grows. So you continue to repeating the story without the solutions attached to it is just validating, keep staying in that pain, right? And the reason why we do it is really for attention, because you relate to other people through your past, right? And so like when you relate, you get more attention from people. So you guys ever meet someone, and I just experienced this recently, but you ever meet someone and they like tell you all of their trauma within like the first 30 minutes of meeting them, and you're like, what is going on? And then like in that trauma, they're talking about how they can't trust anyone and how like everyone turns their back on them and all of this. And I'm like, you just told me your whole life story and I've only met you for 30 minutes. Like, what's going on? Like, and really she just wanted attention. Like, someone was giving her attention and the time of day. And they do trust Scorpios. But honestly, everyone gives me the tea, guys. I'm a tea magnet. I actually have I'm not going to say that because I don't know if she's going to listen to this, but I have someone else that came into my life that lives very, very close. And she, yeah, also told me like her whole life story. And yeah, it's very, I don't know. People just, they just like to replay those same painful stories. Like, you don't have to tell me that your husband cheated on you, or your boyfriend cheated on you, or slept with your best friend or whatever. Like, stop replaying it. Like, why do you want to identify yourself with that story? It doesn't, like, it literally does not make sense. And I feel like this also translates into like new romantic relationships too. I tell people, like, don't tell people, especially in a newer relationship, like, be married or engaged or something, but don't tell people like your past. And like, I'm talking about like the negative past. Like, if you had a previous relationship that like was abusive, or even emotionally abusive, or there was cheating all the time or whatever, don't tell the next person that you put up with that, because they're just going to try to test you in a different type of way. Or even like a friendship, if you have your man around and you're like, oh yeah, my man cheated on me with my best friend, like, that new best friend is gonna know that the man is willing to do that. So if that's what she wants, then it could potentially happen again. Like, why are you replaying the painful stories, right? Okay, so number six is you often speak of being stuck. And my God, I hear this all the time in business, all the time. And I have refused to say it. In 3 years of being in network marketing, online marketing, I have refused to say that I'm stuck. Because when you're stuck, it literally just shows that you are inexperienced in that area, which is okay. You can be inexperienced in something. So all you have to do is be teachable and be coachable and ask for help. Which, if you're really in a victim mentality and you're asking for help, you're not going to take it. So I'm going to talk about that in a little, but that's the biggest thing that you have to do, is realize that you're just inexperienced with whatever you feel stuck in, and that you just need to learn more about what it is, so that way you can take more action, right? And when I am adding people into my team and doing mentorships, I tell people that they have to be coachable. Like when I'm onboarding people, I'm like, you have to be coachable. Like if you can, if I can't, if you're not willing to take what I tell you and apply it, you are not coachable. You literally are not. So if you're getting mentorship from me, you have to trust what I say and go for it. And if you do, things are going to work out for you. I got you. So also, if you're speaking of being stuck all the time, you have to ask yourself, like, do you really want it? Like, do you really want what you're working toward? And maybe you don't, but if you do, that's when you have to dedicate yourself to learning more, right? Okay. Number 7 is, goes along with the last one. You don't take in encouragement or helpful feedback or instruction anymore. So like I said, people in victim mode become so intertwined with their negative story of their past that it becomes their identity. And that this identity is like almost bulletproof. Like they will not take encouragement or feedback or any sort of help at all, right? So you have to ask yourself, like, do you take things and apply it, or do you continue to tell the negative story to get the attention of encouragement? So what people will do is I feel like people do this in our industry a lot too, is they will ask for a mentorship session with someone. And sometimes this is like a higher up leader, and they will tell them all of the reasons why they haven't been performing, why they haven't been feeling good, why they need this business, blah, 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 whatever. And so the mentor will give them encouragement, and by giving them encouragement, it's feeding their ego. It's saying, like, encouragement is literally saying, you can do this, you are capable of it, I believe in you, right? And it's like an ego boost, like an attention boost. But if you don't go apply it, you can, and then you come back to that same person, they're just giving you more attention. Like your people will ask for encouragement just for intention, not to be intentional and actually use it, right? So that's 7. You don't take encouragement, helpful feedback, and instruction. Okay, 8 is you feel powerless to do anything about your circumstances. I feel like we kind of already talked about this, but circumstances can change very, very, very quickly if you are aligned with the path that you're on, with what you're doing. If you are vibrating high, if you are networking, if you are putting yourself out there and expecting the best, then your circumstances can change so, so quickly. Okay. And we're going to talk more about how to get out of victim mindset after these. So we have 12. Okay. 9 is your story is disempowering you. So we kind of already talked about this too, but so many people, when they tell their story, they only tell like the negative parts of where they came from, versus how they overcame it. And if you're standing here today and you have a shitty story before, that a shitty experiences that you went through, you overcame it in some type of way. You're still here. You made it through, right? And so when you're telling your story to people, you have to make sure that you are telling it with an overcoming outcome, right? So, okay, the next one's good. The next one is 10. You constantly feel like you get the short end of the stick. So this is a person that's like, see, it's happening again. So I had an ex, right, who he believed that whenever, like every single time he was on an uphill trend, like every single time something good was happening, it was a series of good events, that something bad was just going to come and happen. Like he would literally get anxiety, and like, we don't have to talk about this relationship, but he would get anxiety and be like, I know something bad is about to happen. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, things are going great right now. And he's like, no, every time something, like all these good things are happening, something bad always happens. Like, something is going to happen with the car. Like, we're going to lose money or something like that. And I'm like, I cannot live like this anymore. Hence why this is the next, right? But if you have a friend like this, these people are horrible to be around. So just know that they are stuck in the victim mentality and they think that they have no control over what is happening to them, right? Okay. Number 11 of being in victim mentality is you tolerate abusive and negative relationships. So this is when people use relationships as an excuse for where they are. So they're like, basically they're like, see, this person keeps doing this to me and that's why I am where I am and I can't progress. So I see this a lot with, I would say like with relationships and business, like people will have like a toxic relationship or their man won't support them or whatever. And they'll be like, see, like so-and-so doesn't support, or like even their mom. Like I have a lot of younger people that'll get started and their mom or their dad or whoever won't support them. And they'll be like, see, they keep tearing me down, or see, they keep like whatever, like making me feel bad. And that's why I can't do this. Or I had this one girl, she was so young and her mom wouldn't like let her, if she saw her recording on her story for business, she would be like, no, like you can't do that. And so she would like use that as an excuse versus like figuring out a solution to it, right? Okay, let's see. So number 12, okay. So number 12 is you don't know what you want. So someone in a victim mindset doesn't genuinely know what they want typically. And an example of this is like, say you're in a relationship and you keep complaining to your friend over and over again about this relationship. And at a certain point, like you have told this girlfriend, like, I'm gonna leave him. And then she's like, well, what do you want? And you're like, well, I don't know. If you're in the victim mindset, you're not gonna know what you want, right? And what you have to realize is what you're not changing, you're choosing. So typically people who have a victim mentality, when they're asked what they want, they give some sort of like lottery situation. So if like, say they're super broke, for example, and someone's asking you what you want and you keep complaining that you're broke. And so then they're like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Typically they're like, well, I need to win the lottery, or like some miracle needs to happen, or like maybe the government will take all my student loan debt away or whatever. So they typically ask for some sort of miracle because they think that the only thing that can save them from themselves is a miracle. They can't actually save themselves, right? Okay, so those are the 12 signs that you may still have a victim mindset. And just because you don't have all of them, even if you have one of them, it still like calls for some sort of progression, right? Because the less we are in a victim mindset, the more we are going to achieve and overcome our circumstances in life, right? So I'm just going to repeat them really quick. Number one, you keep repeating the same set of reasons as to why you can't break free or experience good things. Number two, you constantly think others have an advantage over you. Number three, your negative inner life is always blamed on what has happened to you. Number four, there's a conspiracy of the world against you. The world is out to get you. Number five, you constantly replay the same painful stories of your past with little to no fruit or healing or any sort of overcoming. Number six, you often speak of being stuck. Number seven, you don't take in encouragement or feedback or any sort of instruction. Number eight, you feel powerless to do anything about your circumstances. Number nine, your story is disempowering you. Number 10, you constantly feel like you get the short end of the stick. Number 11, you tolerate abusive and negative relationships. And number 12, you don't know what you want. Okay, So really quick, let's talk about how to get out of it. So number one is by building confidence by creating small, achievable goals, okay? So think of goal setting like doing puzzles. When you're a kid, you have like the baby puzzles, right? You have like four pieces. You put them together and it's easy and you're like, oh, okay, I could do a bigger one. So then you get like a 10-piece puzzle. And you put that together and you're like, this is easy. I can do an even bigger one. So then you get a 100-piece puzzle. You put this together, it's a little bit harder, but you're working your way up. You're starting with baby goals and eventually that 4-piece puzzle turns into an 1,000-piece puzzle, right? So the thing about this is that you have to retrain your mind to see that you can win, right? And when you are making crazy big goals, you're constantly going to validate yourself on how you can't get to them if you're not even coming close, right? So when you're breaking it down into smaller goals, so like in business, for example, having a goal to book one call in a day, right? One call just to get back into momentum, right? That is such a small goal versus like, okay, this week I'm gonna book 5 calls a day. Like, if you haven't been doing anything, that's good luck. You know, it's possible, but your brain is not gonna think that you can actually get there. And so it's gonna procrastinate. Once you start to retrain your brain that you can win, you have to reflect and revisit your goals. So this is when you complete the 100-piece puzzle and you're like, okay, I just completed the 100-piece puzzle. What's my next goal? A 200 or a 300, right? That's when you're reflecting on your goals and you're revisiting them and planning for the next one, right? Okay, number two, to get out of your victim mindset is turn your attention toward giving to others. And in our industry and network marketing, WFAB is in, we always say like you rise by lifting others, right? And being in a victim mindset is being needy. And the more needy you are, the more opportunity you have to be disappointed when your needs aren't met, right? So train your brain to think of getting by giving first, right? I heard this quote and it says, the satisfaction that you can get from loving or showing love to others gives you a reason to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you build a protective barrier around yourself to keep you from future hurts. So when you are just turning your attention toward loving other people, toward giving to others, then it's just gonna come back to you. Like I always tell people when they first get started to me, I'm like, literally focus on the skill sets, focus on becoming a person of value and focus on helping other people and the money will come. Like that's it. Okay, number three is make a gratitude list. So obviously we've all heard this before. When you're in victim mode, you are constantly focusing on what you don't have and you lose sight of the things that you do have, right? And when you are constantly looking at a gratitude list, especially like if you write it out and keep it somewhere like close to you, whether it's like on a whiteboard on your fridge or like on sticky notes or whatever, then it changes your perspective, right? And you can be sitting there feeling sorry for yourself, but then you look at your gratitude list. Your gratitude list can be like accomplishments too. If you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're like, I am not successful, I'm not doing good, whatever. And you have your gratitude list and you see like, oh wow, I changed this many lives already or whatever. Like I've impacted this many people. I have this many people who follow me on social media. Like if you think about it, that's a whole stadium, right? So if you have a gratitude list, it will help you stay in or out of the victim mode, right? Okay. Number four is getting closure or forgiveness. Okay. So first part of this is forgiving yourself. So forgive yourself from, you know, past experiences. You can't, like, I feel like people in victim mode, they'll do something wrong once and then they'll continue to use that as a reason of why they can't do something, like that they're such a bad person that they can't they can't move past it, right? So you have to forgive yourself so that way you can get past that limiting barrier, right? Now, if you have like some sort of trauma, you can forgive someone else, of course. And that kind of goes hand in hand with cutting out any toxic people, right? So like I said before, number 11, I believe, is that you allow toxic relationships and abusive relationships into your life if you are continuing to be in the victim mode, right? So cutting toxic people out of it is, out of your life, is one of the best ways to overcome that, right? Because then you can't use those people in that environment as your excuse, right? Which leads into the last one, which is number 5, and that is taking ownership for your decisions. So when you cut all of the toxic people out of your life, you only have good people and people who are role models, you have to take ownership of any decisions that you make. You can't blame someone else. Like if you're like, oh, I need to stop drinking, and then everyone around you drinks, well, they were drinking, so I thought I had to drink too. Like, you're blaming other people. So anytime you just have to catch yourself blaming, and when you do, then you just take a step back and you have to think like, okay, I need to take ownership of what this is. How can I overcome this? How can I get past it, right? So remember that the opposite of a victim is an overcomer. And when you overcome, you achieve new things. So I am happy for you guys to have this training, because I just feel like it's something that needs to be reminded. And I, like I said in the beginning, I personally grew up with a mom where my family was always telling me like she has a victim mindset. And so you may have patterns in your subconscious or in your mind where you're doing these things and you don't even realize it. And so I hope this was value to you guys. And I hope that today you try to catch yourself in some sort of victim mindset so that way we can achieve more. But yeah, thank you guys so much. If you are on the podcast, please like and share and subscribe. And now we will be doing the mastermind. Have a good day, guys.